You Only Live 18 Times by Blue Draggy. Chapter 13. It was well after dark when Deej finally returned. Daramon had actually made a little more progress on the screen, as the male Argonian had put him back in the window when he kept mewling toward it. However, he had to be careful not to alert him to what he was doing. The two Argonians greeted each other with a hug, and Deej took Daramon off the window, and he let her pet him for a while as the two settled into their bed for the night. Scalen patted the bed beside him, asking his mate, "How did work go?"
"Busy.
They expect to go out again tomorrow afternoon, so we've been prepping the ship both inside and out. Some crazy Argonian tried to sabotage her, and they said something about a Khajiit that tried to do the same thing. Can you believe it? We had to go through every damn system making sure all the valves and controls were back in their proper place. It was a mess."
"Oh, I heard. We had a new group of recruits in to do ballast training, and they were all talking about it. She came over with them, but they didn't know her. The Altmer seemed to think she and the Khajiit are working for elsewhere."
"I sure hope not. That would mean they know about the ship. We're supposed to be secret. If word gets out, we'll probably all be out of a job."
"I know."
"Say, Scalen, do you ever wonder what they're doing when we're out to sea? They never let the crew see anything, just order us around."
"Oh, I've wondered plenty. Those tubes they launch seem to be the main purpose. And you say the whole ship vibrates afterward?"
"Oh yeah, violently. I thought she was coming apart. One of the compartments completely filled with a burst bulkhead before the Argonians inside managed to patch it and pump out the water. If there were any Altmer in there at the time, they'd be drowned. It was a huge shake to do that, I promise you. I still think it was some sort of explosion."
"Well, they never told us that we'd know all their secrets. Still glad we joined?"
Deej crawled on top of Scalen and they touched tongues. "As long as I can live with you here, I'm fine." Daramon decided now might be a good time to return to his blanket bed, and he padded off across the floor unnoticed.
"Yeah, me too. But this may not last forever."
"Don't say that. You'll jinx it."
"I hope you're right. But if we ever get pregnant, we should go back to the Hist anyway."
Deej wrapped her tail around her mate's tail tightly. "That would be awfully nice. Want to try again?"
"Forever I want to."
Scalen smiled, and she snuffed out the candle with her fingers deftly. Daramon had been watching, fascinated. The biologist in him was suddenly alert. While Argonian bodies had been prodded and examined plenty, as far as he could tell, no one of any other race had ever actually seen Argonians copulate, and the Argonians wouldn't talk about it. Though the candle was out, and the room was certainly dark to any human or Argonian eyes, his Khajiit eyes had plenty of light from the moonbeams coming in through the window. They might as well have been kissing under direct sun to the gaze of a Khajiit. And if he might have some not-quite-so-pure reasons to watch them as well, he still convinced himself he wasn't being some common voyeur. He was doing it for science. 2 hours later, the Argonians finally parted for the last time, Scalen rolling back to lie beside Deej on the bed.
"Damn, Deej, you were fantastic. Something gotten into you?"
"Just you, Skal, just you. Maybe if you let me have a pet more often, you'd get more of this."
"Lady, I don't think I could take much more of you. I swear I felt you up to my chest."
"Same. I could feel you under my scales. I'll bet one of us is pregnant this time."
"I almost hope not. I want to do that again tomorrow night."
"Hell with tomorrow night. I'll wake you up in the morning."
"I dare you," he said, and leaned over her.
The two Argonians opened their mouths wide to apply their tongues to each other's, before professing their mutual love. A few minutes passed. Then Deej nudged Scalen. "Scalen?"
"Yeah,"
he replied sleepily. "I think there's something wrong with Mikal."
"The cat? Why?"
"Look at him. Does that look right to you?" Scalen slid over his mate and lit the candle again. The cat was backed up against the wall, shivering, his eyes wide and staring at the two.
Ah, poor thing. I think we scared him. Come here, Mikal. Come on, I won't hurt you.
The cat's eyes just stared at him, as if the mind behind them was completely blasted by something he'd seen. Silly cat, Deej said and stood up. The cat's eyes kept staring at her lower body for some reason. She picked up the shivering cat. It didn't resist, and it began to calm down after she talked to it softly for a while. Scalen returned to the bed, but Deej sat up with the cat long into the night, singing it Argonian lullabies until finally it went to sleep between her breasts.
Ropes, wake up,
Rajira whispered. The Argonian shifted a little, and Rajira had to nudge her.
Your turn. I'm tired.
Where's only Ropes got up off the blankets that their captors had thrown in, and groggily traded places with the Khajiit.
Oh, she whispered when she'd seen the work Rajira had done. You've almost got it loose. Almost,
Rajira yawned.
Wake me up when you've finished it. I've got to get some sleep.
You let me sleep longer, didn't you?
Yeah, a little. If we manage to get out of here in the morning, you're going to need energy to get away.
That was foolish, but I thank you anyway, Rajira.
Don't mention it. Just get that damn plank loose. I'm tired of looking at it.
The guard had come in a few times, with food and drink, as well as to change out the pot. But fortunately, he hadn't been interested in looking about the place, and left as soon as he accomplished his task. Where's Only Ropes tried to talk to him, but he didn't say a word even in jail.
Well, Rajira thought to herself as she fell asleep, at least we'll have a way out before too long.
She never really had much hope of the Alfiq rescuing them. In fact, she was more worried for him. He was a pretty small Khajiit, after all. Maybe some kind of Argonian took him in. The world could be a dangerous place for a little cat like him.